Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are some stories to start your day. Cambrian College Golden Shield ready to play. Most colleges in Ontario will be returning to a full campus experience this September, and that means varsity sports are back as well. The Cambrian College Golden Shield are ready to play. We're excited to be finally allowed to compete again with a full return of varsity sports, said Cambrian College Athletic Director, Tim Yu, in a press release. For our student athletes, playing and competing at a high level is an important part of their college experience and also a determining factor in which school they choose to attend. Cambrian's badminton, cross-country running, soccer and volleyball teams will return to full competition this fall and winter semesters. Sports plays such an integral role in the campus experience, said Bill Best, president of Cambrian College and a former chair of the Ontario Colleges Athletic Association, in the press release. It builds and bolsters school spirit and gives us all something to enjoy and cheer for after what has been a long couple of years. I'm excited to welcome back our members of the Golden Shield and hope everyone will come out to watch. For the full story and a list of the new players, click here. Grammy winner Alex Cuba to headline Jazz Sudbury. Jazz Sudbury has announced that Grammy Award-winning artist Alex Cuba is headlining the Jazz Sudbury Festival Saturday, September 10. Cuba will be performing at 9:45 p.m. in La Grande Salle at the Places des Arts, the stunning state-of-the-art performing arts center in downtown Sudbury. Cuba is a Grammy, Latin Grammy, Juno Award winner, singer-songwriter with a vast musical vision that is not tied to tradition. His sugarcane sweet melodies, pop soul hooks and powerful guitar riffs relinquish a conventional stereotype that exemplifies much of the Latin music landscape. Cuba's vibrant eighth studio album Mendo is filled with international collaborations. It won the 2022 Latin Grammy for Best Latin Pop Album. Alex's musical evolution has been all about searching for the simplicity and soul in Cuban music. He's always exploring, always creating something fresh and new and always, it seems, getting it just right. You can find the full story here. Summer Company empowers new slate of young entrepreneurs. The annual Summer Company program aims to plant the seeds of entrepreneurship in young people, and it did that once again this year. The program provides young people between the ages of 15 and 29 with training, mentorship, and startup grants of up to $3,000 to launch their own summer businesses. In Sudbury, the program is administered by the Regional Business Center. Congratulations to all the beneficiaries of this year's Summer Company program, Mayor Brian Bigger said in a news release about this year's young entrepreneurs. These young entrepreneurs are the business leaders of tomorrow, and I congratulate them for their contributions to our community. I urge all Greater Sudbury residents to get out and support their local business. To find out who the winners are, read the full story here. Garlic Festival brings hundreds to Ukrainian Center. Hundreds of Sudburians came to enjoy the best in alliums at the Ukrainian Garlic Food Fest on August 28, forming a line that ran the length of the Ukrainian Center and Natashin Park, stretching all along Notre Dame from Elm Street to St. Anne. Quite the turnout, said Bill Zelenchik of the Ukraine Center. Enough that the pre-made food that was prepared was sold out before noon. With offerings from Big Ass Garlic, located in Dorset, as well as Langside Organic Farm from Teeswater and Sudbury's own Off the Beaten Path, there was also a long list of traditional favorites like Paro Hay, cabbage rolls and sauerkraut and kobasa, but also garlicky fun with garlic butter tarts, garlic fudge, and garlic vanilla ice cream. You can read all about the festival here. Afro Youth Program teaches mental health, advocacy through art. The Afro Women and Youth Foundation, in partnership with the Sudbury Workers Education and Advocacy Center, created a program to offer youth of African heritage, ages 9 to 16, a chance to take part in creative activities while learning about mental health and self-advocacy. The five-week program was funded by a grant through the City of Greater Sudbury, and the participants enjoyed not only the chance to learn beading, sewing, painting, and other crafts, but also, on the last day of the program, participants shared what they learned at a celebration hosted at Place des Arts in downtown Sudbury. In addition to the crafts, the youth learned about mental health and self-advocacy, writing essays describing what self-advocacy meant to them. That is an important aspect of the Sudbury Workers Education and Advocacy Center, but also, because the Afro Women and Youth Foundation was born in the wake of a racist incident in Toronto, One that involved her own daughter when they originally moved to Southern Ontario from Nigeria. You can read the full story here. Mom podcasters Kat and Nat to speak in Sudbury September 16th. Their moms, best friends, best-selling authors, podcast hosts and social media queens, and they're coming to Sudbury September 16th. Kat and Nat, aka Catherine Belknap and Natalie Telfer, will be delivering a keynote address and doing a Q&A at the intimate event in full bloom, a Northern Heart Plus home experience. Tickets are available to the public, in limited quantities. With seven kids between the two of them, Kat and Nat know just how lonely and isolating motherhood can be. So, they set out on a mission to bring women and moms together by hosting dinner parties and events, with wine and without babies. The events garnered huge success in their hometown of Toronto and were talked about all over, leading Kat and Nat to take things to the next level and break into the online world to reach more people and connect women and moms everywhere. For information about the event, see the full story, found here. Cambrian College gearing up for fall semester before you can even say, where has the summer gone? Thousands of post-secondary students are getting ready for where they are going. Cambrian College is gearing up for the start of the September fall semester. Unlike the previous two fall semesters, most students will be back on campus as Cambrian emerges from the COVID-19 pandemic and returns to a more traditional in-person campus experience. Proof of vaccination, physical distancing and masking will not be required to access campus or live in student residence, but instead will be a matter of personal choice. Cambrian will continue to encourage all students and staff to follow infection control best practices such as frequent hand hygiene and staying home if feeling ill. Even with more on-campus activity, Cambrian will continue to provide a blend of virtual and in-person learning, in real-time and on-demand. Students can find out how their programs will be delivered in the 2022 Fall Program Delivery Chart, found at www.cambriancollege.ca/campus-updates, under the section, Academics. You can read the full story here.